Multi-cloud cost management. The finance team's guide. Managing cloud costs across AWS, Azure, and GCP requires more than multiple dashboards. Here's how finance teams can build a unified cost view, normalize billing differences, and maintain accountability when infrastructure spans multiple providers. Most enterprises don't choose multi-cloud. They arrive at it. AWS for the core platform, Azure because Microsoft Enterprise Agreements already cover it, GCP because a data team preferred BigQuery, and now a fragmented cost picture that no single dashboard fully captures. Finance teams managing multi-cloud environments face a problem that's structural, not just technical. Each cloud provider has a different billing model, a different nomenclature, a different discount mechanism, and a different timeline for invoice delivery. Building a unified cost view across three providers requires active normalization, not just aggregation. The normalization problem. The core challenge of multi-cloud cost management is that you cannot add AWS dollars and Azure dollars together without normalization. Not because they're different currencies, but because they represent different things. AWS reserved instances versus Azure reservations versus GCP committed use discounts. All three are commit to a resource for a year or three and pay less instruments. But they work differently, have different upfront versus monthly payment mechanics, and require different utilization tracking. Comparing cloud commitment efficiency across providers requires building a common framework. AWS linked accounts versus Azure subscriptions versus GCP projects. The organizational unit for cost allocation is different across providers. An AWS linked account maps roughly to an Azure subscription and a GCP project, but not exactly, because organizational hierarchies and sharing models differ. Credits, EDP, and EDPs. Each provider has enterprise discount programs with different names, mechanics, and credit application timing. AWS EDP credits, Azure credits from enterprise agreements, and GCP committed spend discounts all reduce the gross invoice differently. Comparing net spend across providers requires netting out credits consistently. Invoice timing. AWS final invoices arrive roughly 3 to 5 days after month end. GCP invoices can take up to 10 days. If your close happens on day 5, you may have AWS actuals and a GCP estimate in the same close. The three approaches to a unified view. Option 1, cloud financial management platforms. Tools like Apptio Cloudability, Cloud Health, or Flexera provide cross-provider normalization, consolidated dashboards, and allocation tools. These are the most complete solution for organizations with significant multi-cloud spend across all three major providers. The cost is meaningful, typically 1-2% of cloud spend, and the implementation requires time to configure attribution models. Option 2. Data warehouse aggregation. Pull billing exports from each provider, AWS QR, Azure exports to storage, GCP billing export to BigQuery, into a central data warehouse and build a unified model. This approach is more flexible, but requires engineering investment in the pipeline and SQL models, suitable for data mature organizations with analytics infrastructure. Option 3, spreadsheet normalization, for organizations with lower multi-cloud complexity, e.g., 80% AWS, 15% Azure, 5% GCP, a monthly normalization spreadsheet that applies consistent adjustments to each provider's invoice can work at close. This is least efficient at scale, but has the lowest implementation cost. Building an attribution model that works across providers. The most important technical decision in multi-cloud cost attribution is how you define the common unit of organizational structure. The natural choice is your internal cost center or department hierarchy. Every cloud resource should ultimately be attributable to a cost center, regardless of provider. This requires a mapping layer. AWS accounts, cost center Azure subscriptions, cost center GCP projects, cost center. For resources within an account that serve multiple cost centers, shared infrastructure, platform services, an allocation rule needs to apply consistently across providers. If you allocate shared networking costs proportionally to compute usage on AWS, apply the same logic to Azure Shared Networking. The mapping and allocation rules should be documented, version controlled, and reviewed by Finance quarterly. When the organizational structure changes, a new team, a reorganization, a new product, the cloud cost attribution model needs to be updated in the same motion. The commitment management problem. Multi-cloud commitment management is genuinely hard. Reserved instances and savings plans on AWS, reservations on Azure, and committed use discounts on GCP all need to be actively managed to avoid overcommitment or underutilization, and they need to be managed separately. The failure mode. An organization negotiates a large GCP committed use discount for a workload that then moves to AWS for engineering reasons. The GCP commitment is now unutilized, generating cost with no corresponding benefit, while the AWS workload is running on demand at full list price. Preventing this requires commitment decisions to include finance and cloud architecture review, not just engineering sign-off. The CFO or VP finance should be in the room, or at minimum in the approval chain, for any cloud commitment above a defined threshold. Practical metrics for multi-cloud finance reporting. For board and finance committee reporting, simplicity beats precision. Three metrics cover 80% of what stakeholders need: total normalized cloud spend by provider, month over month, and quarter over quarter, after credits and commitment amortization, shows the split and trend. Commitment coverage rate by provider. What percentage of eligible spend is covered by reserved capacity or committed use? Separate by provider because benchmarks and optimization opportunities differ. Cloud spend as a percentage of revenue, consolidated, a single number that shows whether the total infrastructure investment is efficient relative to business output, regardless of which provider delivers it. Cost Defender focuses on AWS cost intelligence, the cloud where most finance teams find their largest cost management opportunities, with a read-only access model that security teams can review and approve in minutes.